Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. It's been an interesting show today, for sure. We had the men's room guest, Wayne Levine, for us. Pastor Drew Sams was sadly called away and could not join us today because a relative was ill, and he is the local family person to take care of these things. But I was blessed to have in studio Michael Snow White, who joined me for two segments of Family Financial Matters. And it seems to me, today especially with the Supreme Court decision about Obamacare, that money is going to be an ongoing concern for everyone. The economy and its, oh God, its roller coaster ride, to take a little something from my predecessor's show, Arthur von Weisenberger, who was talking about roller coasters on his show that precedes mine. I think we are sadly going to be facing a roller coaster for a very long time when it comes to money. And the election will have an impact on it, but I think regardless, we're still facing a considerable amount of ups and downs because the rest of the world is struggling as well. Next week, not yet completely sure what we'll be talking about. We're either going to be talking about what I call the college scam perpetuated on parents, which I am living through right now, or the differences between mom and dad bloggers, which is really the differences between moms and dads, and really the differences between men and women, because they all relate. We are different, and in the way we parent, we're different, and in the way we do blogging in that narrower market of people that blog, we are different. Given that I blog a lot and participate in social media, I thought it would be fun and just rile a few feathers, which I love to do a column called Dad Bloggers versus Mom Bloggers. So that will be actually published tomorrow on BruceAllen.com. Speaking of published, today we published the July 4th comic strip of Because I Said So, in which Dad, who is not me, explains the July 4th. Explains July 4th to a son's sort of shock and dismay because dad, as usual, sort of messes up. The new I'm Not That Dad vlog is not funny, but highly sentimental. In fact, if you have any tendency towards crying, I guarantee you will cry watching this very sentimental reflection on this past Father's Day, based by and inspired by the two really beautiful Father's Day cards that my two boys gave to me, both hand-drawn, handwritten. And it was very gratifying. It was worth 10 times, 100 times more than any material gift I could have gotten. And you can find all my vlogs, which are called I'm Not That Dad, on BruceSallon.com. The topic today was graduating into life. And it's that season where everybody is graduating from various schools. When I grew up, there was no such thing as an elementary school graduation or a middle school graduation. The first big graduation was high school. And then if you went to college, and it was a big if when I graduated high school in 07, you would potentially have a big deal over your college graduation. One of the things and one of the reasons that I believe there's a scam against parents on college is that the cost of college has far outpaced every other thing in our life. College has gone up to the tune of 400% in the last decade. The second biggest item is healthcare. It's gone up, and I say this very facetiously, only 250% in the last decade. And everything else is far below that. So when you look at 400% for college, you realize that is insanity. How and why they're able to pull off that kind of inflation is a function of politics, misguided politics, in my belief. Parents supporting colleges that are charging exorbitant fees. Parents believing the need for kids to attend a four-year college right out the gate, whereas maybe going to a community college and working a little wouldn't hurt the kid. And in many cases, I think it would not only not hurt them, it would benefit them. Because the first 2 years of college these days seem to be about two things, binge drinking and learning about sex. And I guess my thinking is they can do that right at home. And I might be able to even monitor it a little bit. So the cost of college doesn't have to be that bad. We are nearly out of time. That means I need to thank my support team. First, the unflappable and ever so helpful Richard Dugan, my engineer and producer. And second, my cheerleader in chief, Les Carroll, our station manager. Do join Dad Chat, which is every Thursday evening with the hashtag Dad Chat from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time. That's 9 to 10 p.m. East Coast time for you East Coasters. We actually have people from all over the world that attend. Thank you very much for joining us. And please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.